A dragon has come to our village today. We've asked him to leave, but he won't go away. Now he's met with our king and they've worked out a deal. No homes will he burn and no crops will he steal.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome back to another fine, fun, filled, exciting episode of WordPress Plugins from A to Z. We are on episode number 61, and welcome back to all our wonderful listeners. I know we've been sort of delayed out there, but we'll be getting into that. So I am your host, John Overall, and with me is our co-host,
Marcus Couch, coming to you from sunny Southern California. Glad to be back with everybody.
Beautiful down there, I bet.
Not bad. 80 degrees yesterday.
80 degrees? I'll ship some of that up here. It was snowing here yesterday. Yeah. So, which is rare for us up here on out here in Victoria. Snow, especially at the end of, actually we're beginning of March now. So anyway, to all our listeners out there, I apologize for the fact that our show has been a couple of weeks not getting out, but for some reason, February, everybody was sick around me. My wife was sick, I was sick, my kids were sick. We were just down and out for like 2 weeks. Hardly able to do anything.
Yeah, I caught a little of that bug myself, but I think everybody around is ready for some action. You know, I'm looking, I'm freaking out at the plugins you've got for today's show, and I know you've seen a couple that I have, and yeah. I can't wait to throw these out to everybody.
We've got some exciting plugins for everyone. We've got an embed plugin and a couple embedder plugins, a new way to back up your website, and for conversion your site, some post scrollers, directory stats, and spring cleaning time. So yeah. We've got a fair number. And we've also got some other new excitement for us coming up here later on. We've gotten some responses from our What's My Digit thing.
Yeah, the SpeakPipe. Yeah, there there's a plugin if you go to our website, which is WP Plugins A to Z, or just John says A to Z, depending on what side of the board you live on. There is something that I believe is on the left side where you can leave us some audio feedback, and we've gotten some from different parts of the world, and we're going to be sharing that in just a little bit here.
And the nice thing about it, I actually went into the site and made it so that it appears on every page now instead of just the front page.
Perfect.
So it's easily found. So what have we got this week? A little bit of a rant. One thing I wanted to mention to my listeners who are living in the Victoria area, and I know there's at least one or two, is I have finally been given the go-ahead here to revive the WordPress meetup group in Victoria. And we will be having our first meeting the second week of April. And more will be coming out on my Twitter feed on that. So I mean, coming real soon, as soon as I've got the itinerary, the room booked, and everything all squared up. Something I've been excited about for several months, trying to get the former organizer of the group to surrender control to me.
Nice. A hostile takeover. You're now the new king.
Well, sort of a hostile takeover. He sold his business to somebody, and the new business owner had put it as a minor priority. And I contacted a new business owner who had it, and I talked to him, and we worked out a good co-sponsorship of it. And now we're going to get it going back up and rolling. So it's cool. Rather exciting for me. It gives me another venue to get out there and promote WordPress and talk to the community. And we've got a rather large WordPress community here in Victoria, which is nice.
Nice. I don't even know what my local scene is as far as WordPress. So if anybody's in like the Orange County area in California and you're into WordPress, let us know on the site or leave us a nice message. And heck, maybe I'll follow suit.
Hey, it's always fun. It's a great way to you know, get people together, like minded, and discuss ideas, and you know, and also it brings in. I find that the WordPress group brings in a lot of new people who are wanting to know more about WordPress and learn about it. And it's a great place to network with other people. I mean, I've actually hired programmers from the WordPress group that I've met at WordPress group. I've hired programmers to do work for me. So
awesome!
It's always a good thing to do.
Yeah, it's great to keep the community alive.
So what else we got? We got a couple of shout-outs. I know they're a little bit late. We got an email from Bob asking for some debugging tips in the show. It's something that I will be looking at adding into the show later. And I got another email from Jack who said some really good things about the show. Love the show, and so thanks for the feedback, Jack.
Nice. I'd like to just give a shout out to Matt Mullenweg. I know he's listening, but he's too afraid to send us a speak pipe. But Matt, if you go to wppluginsa2z.com, it's very easy to do. You don't have to be camera shy. Just get on there, leave us a message, and affirm to all the listeners that Matt actually does listen.
That would be pretty cool. Please do that, Matt. I know you're not camera shy. I saw you WordPress meetup group, our WordPress our WordCamp Victoria. I saw the video you sent us, so yeah. I know you're not camera shy. Wow. I mean, my hair is looking a lot like yours did then.
Nice.
I'm way overdue for my haircut. It's starting to hang in my face now.
Not me.
So let's see. What do we got? We've got some feedback from the audio clips of SpeakPipe.
All right.
And we should start off here with a great one we've got from Troy in Australia. And let's take a listen. Let me bring this volume up for it, because otherwise we won't hear a thing.
Hey, guys. Never miss an episode. Great show. Keep up the good work. Troy in Australia. Over and out.
All right. Thanks, Troy. That rocks, man. Troy was the first one to crack the seal, and he did it from down under, and I love him for that. So thank you, Troy, and many more and episodes are coming through, and we appreciate your feedback, and this is exactly why we do it. And finally, we've got sort of this channel that we've opened to the listeners that now they can talk to us and ask us questions and such. So we love the interaction. Thank you.
I'm loving it, too. And thanks, Troy. You answered it from one of my favorite places. One of my favorite podcasts to listen to is a couple of guys down under there. World of Warcraft. See, you know, I can't even, see, put all those W's.
You've done that. You've done that twice now.
Oh, I've done it more than that. I put all those W's together, and it's boom. But anyway, it's one of my favorite podcasts is a World of Warcraft one. And there are a couple of Aussies down under. So thanks, Troy. We appreciate it. Keep sending us in. If you get any other feedback for us, we'd be more than happy to listen to it.
Totally.
And now we've got
Well, let me preface this before you play this one.
Okay.
Now, this is something else that we want you to do out there, is if you've got questions or you don't know how to do something, then let us know.
And here we go.
Hi, I'd like to customize the screen options on the dashboard so you can have your own like RSS feeds in there. If you know of any plugins that could do something like that, I'd like to find out about it. So, thanks.
All right, I have the answer to that one, but I'm not going to talk about it on the show. Actually, you're going to have to go to the website because I'm going to put it in the show notes. It's rather complex. But it does deal with editing your admin file, so you got to do a little bit of PHP editing. But it's a pretty easy solution to get whatever RSS feed you'd like custom in the administration dashboard. The way that I do it is I actually have it pull in the master feed from Google Reader, and that way I can put five or six different feeds and kind of mash them up together. So if you want the answer out there and you want to figure it out, go to wppluginsa2z.com.
And there you go. That'll be in the show notes. And that's something that'll be very nice, exciting, and useful for folks out there. And that goes out to Tom since his name wasn't in the snippet there. But so thanks a lot, Tom. We greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. So keep it coming. Go to wppluginsa2z.com. Click on the Leave Us a Message tab, and you can get on the show as well.
There you go. So what else do we have coming up? I've got some news. Some of this news might be a little dated for folks, but it is a couple of other good articles in here that I found. And what we got for you is there's a new WordPress plugin out there that locks down your website security. The article was pretty interesting. I can't remember all the details on it because it's been several days since I've read it, but check it out. It tells you a bit about it. Then there's another one. This article I find amusing. It's called More Addictive Than Pornography. WordPress themes are truly the crack cocaine of the web. And I know a few people like that.
Yeah, I'm that way with plugins, but
that's me with plugins. Yeah,
plugins don't exactly have the same ending, but
plugins are getting there, though.
Yeah, are they?
I believe so.
Okay, well, I don't know about themes. I'm not into themes like that.
I know a few
into...
people, man. I actually picked up a few clients, a client one time, and I looked in their themes. They had like 32 themes loaded in there.
Oh, I do that just for the sake of pageantry as far as like trying to figure out which one to use, but I kill the rest after.
No, they didn't kill them. They changed them on a regular basis.
Wow. So if any of you are listeners out there that have theme addiction, please leave us an audio comment, and we'd be happy to address it and have an intervention on the show with you.
And for those who are wanting to learn, I found an article on how you can create a WordPress plugin from scratch.
And I've done that.
Pretty decent article that tells you how to build a basic plugin from scratch, and you know, sky's the limit from there.
Yeah, and I recommend doing that just for the basis of you can very much learn your way around somebody else's plugin if you want to do some hacking and additions and things like that, if you know the basis points in which to make your own plugin. So I recommend checking that out as well.
And then there's another article there on developing WordPress plugins 101, which is another article on how to create WordPress plugins.
Cool.
So those are the articles I found. I keep an eye out looking for articles, news, tidbits, information. This is a piece of information and news that may not excite people in WordPress, but for those of you that are gamers, Diablo 3 has semi 90-some percent officially set its date for April 19th. So somewhere around April 19th, I do believe my wife is going to be sick for several days, I think, as she plants herself in front of the computer.
Never heard of it. Never played Diablo 1, 2, 3, any of them. Wouldn't know it if you played it in front of me.
That's all right. It is one of Blizzard's biggest games.
Okay.
And it's second. It might be second only to World of Warcraft, if not bigger than World of Warcraft. But I know that a large number of World of Warcraft players also play Diablo, and this is a game that has been, I guess it's been 9 years since they first announced they were creating it.
So, yeah. Now I want to share something with you, and I think the listeners are going to get a kick out of this as well. I was on a site yesterday, and I am one of these. I've never played Warcraft. I'm not a gamer. I'm a tech guy. I don't really, you know, I don't even have a PlayStation or anything like that. So I was on this site yesterday or the day before.
Right.
And there was a banner on the left side, and this little troll-looking thing just, like, animated, and he held this thing up and said, "Play World of Warcraft free right now." And it was like a little devil on my shoulder going, "Hey, you want a complete time suck that would totally get you out of alignment as far as your schedule? Click here."
That's exactly what it is.
And so I opted not to, and I think the better angels of my soul thank me for that. But yeah, I was almost there, man. I was on the precipice.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there. If being a tech person you are, you probably would find that it's very addictive.
Yeah.
I know that when I first started playing the game, I wasted tons of time, but I was fortunate when I first started playing the game, I actually had a 3-week vacation. And I spent most of that vacation playing World of Warcraft. Now I play it maybe 2-3 hours a week if I play it that often.
Yeah.
So it's down to where it's in uncontrollable chunks now.
Finally. Okay.
Yeah, it took a few years to get there.
All right.
I think I've been playing for 4 years. So anyway.
Let's get to rolling. Let's give the folks what they came for.
Here we are. Off we go with the plugins. This week, I've got 4 plugins. I get 3 plus a bonus that I discovered.
Yep.
The first one here is called TGN Embed Everything. Not a new plugin. It's pretty decent. What happened was I have a website I'm working on, and a client wanted to do something that I don't truly recommend, and that is embed your PowerPoint presentation directly in your website from your own storage. I recommend using an off-site place to bring it in. It's much cleaner and looking. So I had to find a way to put this presentation onto his website to where it could actually be looked at slide-wise, even though it won't play the presentation. So TGN Embed Everything actually allows you to embed not only PowerPoint, but PDF, YouTube, Word, video readers, all kinds of different products with just short codes. And it works quite easily. I found it pretty simple to set up. It just seems to work for the most part. I did test it with the PowerPoint presentation, which is what I was working with, and it loaded fine. The biggest issue I discovered was it wouldn't work with a new version of the PowerPoint presentation. You couldn't use the 2010 version. You had to save it.
Yeah.
You had to save it backwards to a 2003 version, to a PPT instead of the PPTX.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yep,
at
you
any
got
rate,
it.
At any rate, so that was the biggest drawback I saw. And the other was that it presents you with slides and not the show. I prefer to have the show whenever I can because I just find that cooler myself. So anyway, that, all in all, pretty decent plug-in for the most part set up. But due to the issues of the backwards compatibility, I had to stick it at a 2 Dragon rating.
Hmm.
That's basically what it is. It hasn't been updated in over 240 days, so...
Hmm.
Hopefully,
well, that's disappointing. I'm always on the lookout for something that can do that, so hopefully they'll fix it.
The other one I was going to try, is another one called Google Doc Embedder.
Oh, you're stealing my thunder? I thought we were switching off now.
Oh, was this yours? You got this somewhere?
No,
you're kidding.
No.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. I'm just on a roll. Ramble. Let you go. Sorry.
All right.
We'll come back to this.
Sorry, folks.
That's all right. Hey, we're out of
But you witnessed the inner squabble there, but, you know, I got some plugins I need to get out.
need to do that.
This first one is called Newstastic Recent Posts Scroller. God, what a name. Guys, think of something a little bit better than that. But David Henry made this, and it rocks. Here's what it does, is it basically lets you take your recent posts, and instead of this boring list or whatever, it actually gives you kind of this slider that you can use in the footer or perhaps even on the sidebar, and it gives you the little dots in which you can switch which page you want it to scroll over to. You can set the width and height, the release time as far as that goes. Anybody who's looking for something to use for your footer or, you know, footer widgets, or you just have a little bit of space in your sidebar and you want to stuff it with something, this is pretty cool. It's one of these element design things that really makes the difference. It's really smooth and really looks professional. I'm one of these WordPress guys that the last thing I want to do is make my site look like it's a WordPress site. I want it to be, you know, somebody to freak out and go, oh my God, that's WordPress. And you know, that's getting easier and easier to do as we come along with WordPress. So, this is one of these that I gave it a 4 out of 5. Check it out. It's called Newstastic Recent Posts Scroller.
I like that. That's looks like might be the solution that a person asked me for a couple of months ago.
Yeah, that's why we do the show, right? I mean, that's the whole thing in a nutshell. Everybody out there is looking for a plug-in that can do X. So yeah, eventually we're going to have the big enough hammer where we're going to hit every nail that everybody wants.
That's what I'm working towards. People call me and contact me regularly. Hey, do you got a plug-in to do this?
Mm-hmm.
I'm loving that. All right, so back to it, and
yep.
I won't steal your thunder again next time.
Okay, promise. Thank you.
So we've got this one here. This is called Google Doc Embedder, and this one here, I had hoped that it might be better than the one I was using above, which was the TGN Embed Everything. That's why I got on a roll, because they were one or the other.
Because you hated it so much.
Yeah. Well, what happened was this one here. It looked promising. It was relatively new, 81 days old. You know, downloaded 100,000 plus times. I plugged it in. Trouble in paradise. I couldn't get the bloody thing to work at all.
Ooh.
Just nothing would happen. I tried, and I even put it up on my test site. And I know it wasn't the server because it was two different servers. One of them wasn't even mine. So I have no idea why it wouldn't work. I spent about 10 minutes with it, and I threw it out the window because I didn't have time to waste, unfortunately.
Hmm.
So I had to just give this one a single dragon rating. I don't think I've rated anything with a 1 dragon rating in quite some time. So, Other than that, it does look promising, and it probably does work. Maybe I missed a step along the way. So if someone can correct me with it, feel happy to correct me. I love being corrected. It's always fun. Hmm. So anyway, that's all I've got for that one.
Okay, this one is going to be a little bit inside baseball, but everybody here can appreciate it. And if you do have that plug-in addiction that's like crack, like John mentioned earlier in the show. This is probably one for you. This one just came out. It's called Plugin Directory Stats. So what it does is it is a plugin, and it gets the plugin download count and other stats from WordPress.org, and it lets you show them on your blog just using short code. So, John, I don't know. We might have something for this, but it's a little too much shop talk, but it's a pretty good solution out there for anybody who wants to put featured plugins on their sites. You know, if you're a diehard and you really like plugins, or maybe you're even a plugin author and you just want to have a really good way to display your stats, this one's for you. Hey, so it's plugin directory stats is what it's called, and I gave it a 4 out of 5.
I think this one will fit nicely on the WP Plugin A to Z site to showcase the plugins and their stats as they go into the notes.
Perfect. Let's use it.
I think I will add that one in when I'm adding the show notes to the website.
All right. See, even John gets benefit out of the plugins that we bring onto the show.
That's the whole fun of it. here's one. This one here, I was looking for, I had a client, another site I'm working on. He asked me, he goes, I really want to be able to do uploads and downloads to my site. I want to have a section on there where my employees can upload and download just files. Well, there's many ways to do this. And I was looking for something simple. And in particular, he asked me, I really want to use Dropbox. And I said, well, there's probably something there by now. Dropbox has become really popular. And I discovered a plugin called the Dropbox plugin. This is a very nice plugin. It's very sweet in how it works. What you do with it is you install the plugin, you have your Dropbox, and Dropbox has become very popular. We use it to share information ourselves. And what you can do is you go to Dropbox and you create an API developer app for yourself, and you can set that app to either access your entire Dropbox or access just a single folder in your Dropbox.
Nice.
So what you do is you create an app to access the single folder. If the folder doesn't exist, the app automatically creates it for you. Then you put the two pieces of code they give you into this plugin on your site. And then what happens is you put a piece of short code on a page. And on that page will suddenly be a listing of all the files in that folder and a spot underneath to be able to upload files.
Jeez.
So you can actually upload files directly from your WordPress website to your Dropbox and download them from your website directly to your Dropbox. I've tested it. It works beautiful. It's just, and it was so sweet. In fact, I see use for it for a couple of my other clients who I've always had troubles getting them to properly use their Dropbox. They just can't seem to comprehend that it's right there on their computer. They still want to go upload stuff.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking, I can create them a password protected spot on their website and say, go upload them there for me. And they'll upload them and they'll be in my Dropbox and I won't have to chase the stuff.
Wow. Now, let me ask, can you... If you just want to use it for output sake, okay, so yeah. Like if I have a client that's continually updating his price list every week and wants to just make that downloadable, can you eliminate the upload capacity as from externals?
Okay. Yes, you can. The upload is determined by the pieces you put in with the short code. I wanted the variables you put with the short code. If you just drop the short code in there, all it does is list the contents of the directory and allows you to download them.
Wow.
It won't allow you to even, like if there's subdirectories in there, it won't allow you to pop through the subdirectories. It'll only allow you to look at the one directory if you don't put the variables in there to allow surfing through the directories and uploading and downloading.
Wow. So can it, in the short code, can I be folder specific per page?
I think so. I mean, they've got a whole list of short codes in there. They had a whole list of short codes. I only used the ones I actually needed, and I didn't go through each and every one of them. But yeah, this plugin, fantastic. It was just, it worked, it did its job, and I had to give this one a 5 dragon rating. Just making my life easy. I love this one because it's going to make my life really easy with a couple of clients who they need to send me files. And say, yeah, put them in Dropbox. Oh, never mind. Just go upload them to your website for me. And then they'll end up in my Dropbox.
Oh, that's great. I'm going to get some use out of this plugin for sure. That's cool. I mean, I even have some back-end stuff that I'd like to pass back and forth to some people that don't necessarily have Dropbox so that I can share them with. So this is a really good way to just send somebody there to be able to get download PowerPoints and proposals and things that I keep on the back end. That's awesome.
I think Dropbox has been an amazing thing. Dropbox actually managed to suck me into the monthly payment thing so I could increase my size because I found that I was using it way too much.
Yeah, and I actually use Dropbox iThemes Backup Buddy plugin frequently to do migration or any of that as far as weekly backup recurring schedules. And it has an option where you can save it to a Dropbox folder, and I've been doing that, and boy, is that a lifesaver.
Yeah, in fact, I actually discovered another plugin that's not going to be in the list today, but it's a backup plugin. I was working with a client here in my office today, and we found a backup plugin for them that allows you to send your backup directly to your Dropbox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Backup Buddy does that. It can also FTP it to a remote place and save it as an Amazon S3 file as well.
So it's getting much easier out there, folks.
Definitely.
Right, so you've got the next one?
Yeah, I figured it's about that time of year. We're a couple weeks away from spring officially starting. So I found a plugin called WPDB, DB meaning database, Spring Clean. So what this does is it scans your WordPress system and identifies and deletes unused database tables from uninstalled plugins. So if you're a mad scientist like John and I, and you are constantly putting plugins in there, this will go in and sweep up the mess. So I would say probably, this thing took a little bit as far as to clean, but I did this on one of my older sites that I must have had probably 300 to 400 plugins over the course of the 6 years that I've had this WordPress site installed.
Yeah.
And I swear to you, right after I did it, it loaded like twice as fast.
I've got just a site to test that one on.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're looking to, clean the pipes, so to speak, this is the thing for you. So it's WPDB Spring Clean. You can find it in our show notes. And I rated this a 5 out of 5.
There we go. And I have one more bonus plugin. This one occurred to me today while I landed myself a recent contract to convert a Joomla website over to WordPress. And it's been a while since I converted one from Joomla to WordPress. And there's another plugin that I used to use for converting from Joomla to WordPress. But I always found the plugin that I used to use was kind of wieldy. It had a whole lot of variables you had to set up. It actually should take quite a while to set it all up, and it annoyed me. And I happen to see this one, and this plugin here must be brand new because updated 3 days ago, downloaded 468 times. I assume that's new. Looks new to me anyway. Created by Frederick Giles, and I thought, well, I'll give this a shot. This looks like it's easy, and it's straightforward. So what I did was I loaded it up because I was doing this. It was a brand new, fresh install of WordPress. I had no plugins in it, no themes in it, nothing. I just wanted to bring the Joomla database over before I do anything else. So I threw it in, and what it does when you turn it on, I had to look for a few moments to figure out where it had installed itself, and it puts a new import tool in the import feature of your WordPress tools, where you could import from old WordPress and all the other bloggers and everyone else. So yeah. I didn't expect it there. So anyway, you click on it. It asks for the simple basics. It asks for all the login information to the Joomla database. It doesn't ask for anything else. And I thought, okay, will it work? So I ran it. And it imported 99.99% of the old Joomla database. It only missed two PDF files. And the only reason it missed those is because the file name of those PDF files had improper characters in it. And otherwise, it grabbed everything. Grabbed all the files. It created all the proper categories. It created the proper post. It put the information in the proper excerpts. It's like, I'm looking at this and I'm going, they really did this amazing of a job? It's like, holy smokes. It was great. I found it to be quite the plugin, And it did the job. It saved me tons of time. Basically, what I did was I started it running because I'm importing a fairly large Joomla database. So I started it running, went outside, you know, had a bit of a break, got some bit of sunshine here, which we have today, and hey, came back, all done, checked it, it was good. So
wow.
Bonus plug-in if you're converting a site.
Yeah, not only that, but any of you WordPress designers out there, you just got a whole hell of a lot of ammo on your side now.
Oh, yeah.
Because now you can go to everybody you find that has a Joomla site and go, what are you, crazy? Joomla? No. WordPress is where it's at. And you tell them, look, give me the design work, give me this, give me that, and I'll import this thing for free.
I'll
import all your posts for free. Okay? So if you get any money from that, send it to John and I. I'm sure we have a PayPal somewhere.
Yeah, I'll set up a PayPal account just for that. Donations. So anyway, yeah. I had to give that a 5 Dragon rating. So
beautiful.
Because it just did a wonderful job. And yeah. I was thoroughly impressed.
Yeah, I remember when I was into Joomla. That didn't last long.
I actually used Joomla for about 5 months before I discovered WordPress.
Mm.
And I actually had two clients that I had built sizable sites on in Joomla. And I had to convert them over. And that was where I used, that was where I initially used the other tool, which was more work. And the other tool, the last one I converted over, the other tool took me, after I converted, it still took me an additional day of going through and correcting its errors and mistakes. I haven't really found any errors and mistakes in this site's conversion.
Yeah. I'm going to give this a shot just for test purposes. You're going to make me install Joomla first.
Yeah, there you go.
And try it out.
And throw a whole bunch of data into it.
Yeah, and see how it lasts. That's cool. That's a good find, John.
Yeah, I was ecstatic on that. So that's all we got for you there. I don't have any other plugins. And
no, I'm good.
What else we got? That's pretty much it. Closing, future podcasts, who knows? Ad banner plugins. We've covered some scroll plugins. We'll be maybe eventually covering others. I had some questions today from a client about other types of plugins. I can't remember at the moment, but you never know. The plugins come and go, and the biggest ones, of course, are the ones like I'm busy solving a problem on a site that I'm working on. And that's where the benefit comes in.
Absolutely. Let us do the dirty work so you don't have to, right? And we'd like you to actually do a little bit of work for us by going to iTunes, wherever you happen to be, whether that be Troy from Australia or you up in Canada, John, or me here in the United States. Just head to your local iTunes store, basically, and find the podcast and leave us a nice review. Looks like we're getting some traction on that, but it would really be nice if you could just take a few minutes and do that on your own. It would really help us out. Again, WP Plugins A to Z or A to Z.com. And leave us a message. Heck, this is a whole new segment of the show. We're going to be able to answer questions for you if you've got a specific plug-in need. We do take requests. So
yeah, we do.
Give us a shout.
All right, so you can contact me on my website, johnoverall.com. You can find me on Twitter at AnkonSu, or find me on Facebook at facebook.com/johnoverallcom. Or you can email me at my new email address, dragon@wppluginsa-z.com.
You can find me at my website, which is marcuscouch.com. Twitter is at marcuscouch, facebook.com/marcuscouch. And it's just marcus@wppluginsa-z.com.
And remember, if you are in Victoria, pay attention to my Twitter feed. I'm going to be sending out lots of stuff pretty soon about the new WordPress meetup group in Victoria and where we're going to be meeting. So that's it. Until next time, here we go. We'll let this carry us out.
Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they salty or sweet or more juicy or what? Do you savor them, slowly gulp them down on the spot? Do virgins taste better than those who are not?
Thanks for listening. This has been WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. Some of the music you may have heard here tonight was provided by Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at mevio.music.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.
They always are pure, but your notion of dining, it makes us all flinch. Your favorite entree is barbecue to wench.
Mine too. Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they saltier, sweeter, more juicy, or what? Do you savor them slowly, gulping down on the spot? Do virgins taste better than those who are not?